Hey, thanks for listening to this Marlins Rewind. Miami's taking its annual trip to Cincinnati this week for four games. For today, we'll use the bonus code TOOTHBRUSH. One of the unique traits about the Great American Ballpark is the light fixtures. They call them toothbrush light fixtures. Google an image of them and take a look. Decide. Toothbrush. The Marlins swept the Reds in Miami last month. That meant a win last night would clinch the season series. And for the Monday Rewind, here's Geoff.
Marlins good start to the road trip. They come to Cincinnati tonight and they beat the Reds 6-3. This Reds team, second best in the National League in the second half of the season. But behind David Phelps and some timely hitting, Marlins take the first of four. Marlins have been doing a lot of early scoring in ball games lately with D. Gordon back in the lineup. D. has been an igniter for Miami, and that was the case here tonight facing Brandon Finnegan in the first inning. D got things started with a double out to right field, so the Marlins had the first batter of the ballgame at second base for Martin Prado.
The pitch to Prado, and a line drive past Votto at first base and down the line. Here comes Gordon around third. He'll score without a play at the plate. D scores standing up, and the Marlins have a 1-0 lead.
So David Phelps making his third start since moving into the rotation for the bullpen, staked that lead before he threw a pitch. He struck out the side in the first inning. He got the first two men in the second inning, but he couldn't get Scott Schebler.
The pitch, and Schebler hits it a ton to right center. Going back is Ozuna at the wall. Ozuna, and Ozuna can't get it. It's a home run for Schebler. This game's tied at one.
It would stay 1-1 into the fourth inning. Two outs, nobody on. Facing Brandon Finnegan, Chris Johnson. Johnson, the right-handed hitter on 1-0, hits a fly ball down the right field line. Schebler chases into the corner at the wall, and it is into the bullpen, a home run. Right down the line, Johnson goes the other way to give the Marlins a 2-1 lead in the fourth. So Chris Johnson muscles up, and it would still be 2-1 into the sixth inning when it was Marcell Ozuna's turn to flex his muscles.
Ozuna hits a high fly ball. This is to right center. Tyler Holt back looking up. It is up, up and away. There's a home run for Marcell Ozuna and a 3-1 Marlins lead here in the sixth.
Then a walk to JT Realmuto. And with one out, JT was at first base for Johnson again.
Now the pitch to the plate. And that ball is lifted high into the air to center. Holt goes back onto the warning track near the wall. The ball is off the wall behind Holt. Coming to third is Realmuto, flying around third base. He's going to score without a play. He's safe at home with the Marlins' fourth run of the night. It's a 4-1 Miami lead here in the sixth.
That would be it for Brandon Finnegan. Jumbo Diaz came out of the bullpen. He retired today in the Echevarria and the pitcher Phelps. And it was 4-1 headed to the bottom of the sixth. For Finnegan, 5 1/3 innings tonight, 7 hits, 4 runs. He walked 3, struck out 3, had a couple of home runs, 97 pitches, 60 strikes. Phelps had the 4-1 lead into the last of the sixth, and he got the first man, Tyler Holt, on a ground ball to short. But after Ivan DeJesus Jr. singled, Phelps' night was over. Tim Wallach, who had taken over the managerial reins with Don Mattingly ejected in the third inning by home plate umpire Bill Welke, arguing balls and strikes, he came out and he made the move. He pulled Phelps from the ball game, and he would bring Brian Ellington on with the Marlins up 4-1, one out, one man on in the sixth inning. Ellington walked Joey Votto. He then got Adam Duvall to fly out to right field. But when he walked Eugenio Suarez, the bases were loaded with one out. Lefty coming up, Scott Schebler. So the lefty, Hunter Cervenka, came in. But Cervenka also struggled with his control.
At bat, this is the man that Cervenka's got to get. And he walked him. He walked in a run. Three straight walks, two by Ellington and now one by Cervenka. And that forces in DeJesus, who got the base hit to lead off the inning. And now a 4-2 game.
Cervenka was done with a right-hander coming up. For Cervenka, in his last two appearances, he's faced four batters, and he has allowed all four men to reach. Dustin McGowan then came on with the bases loaded. And two down in the sixth, trying to keep it a two-run lead, facing the rookie second baseman, Tony Renda.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a slider. McGowan strands three runners, striking out Tony Renda. And the Marlins have a 4-2 lead as we head on to the seventh inning here in Cincinnati.
We could close the book at that point on David Phelps. He went 5 1/3 tonight. Four hits, two runs, a walk, eight strikeouts, 90 pitches, 57 strikes. He left on line for the victory. But facing McGowan in the seventh inning, Tucker Barnhart led off with a double. A strikeout of pinch hitter Kyle Waldrop got McGowan the first out of the inning, but then Up to the plate step Tyler Holt. Counts full now to Tyler Holt, right-handed batter. McGowan checks the man at second and fires. And there's a ground ball up the middle. Etch dives for it, has it, spins from the ground. He throws wildly to first base. Ball gets away. Barnhart's going to score, and they will award second base to Holt. It's a 4-3 game. When Ivan DeJesus Jr. then bounced to second, Holt the tying man made it to third base with two outs. Out of the bullpen came Mike Dunn to face the hottest hitter in baseball in the second half, Joey Votto, tying man 90 feet away in the seventh. 2-2 to Votto, swinging a bouncing ball to first base. Johnson's got the good hop, takes it to the bag, and Mike Dunn sets down Votto to escape inning number seven. The Reds get one run, but they leave the tying man at third base. So 4-3 into the eighth inning. Blake Wood came out of the bullpen to pitch for Cincinnati, and he got the first two men. JT Romuto bounced to second. Ichiro took a called third strike, and 0-for-4, 2K night for Ichiro tonight. But then with two outs and nobody on, Chris Johnson drew a walk. And Adani Echevarria singled. A wild pitch put men at the corners, then a walk to Derek Dietrich, a pinch hitter, loaded the bases for the Marlins. They were trying to extend that 4-3 lead. Went up to the plate, stepped D. Gordon. Wood fires, and there's a ground ball to first. Backing up to field at Votto, to the pitcher, covering. It's a close play, and D beat it, and two runs are going to score. Etch never slowed down. He kept coming around third. It's a two-run infield single for D. Gordon, and just like that, it's 6-3 Marlins. And that is our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers, too. Learn more at allmysons.com. So the Marlins handed that 6-3 lead to Kyle Bearclaw, who had an adventurous eighth inning. First man, Adam Duvall, reached on Adani Echevarria's second error of the night. Eugenio Suarez followed with a single, putting men at first and second with nobody out, getting the tying man to the plate. Scott Schebler, who had homered earlier and knocked in two in the ballgame, struck out for the first out. Then Tony Renda hit a hot smash up the third base line, looked like a double, but Martin Prado made a diving play to his right. He raced to the back, got the force out of Duvall. And with two on and two outs, Tucker Barnhart then bounced to short, ending the eighth inning. Bearclaw wasn't easy, but he was able to hang the zero there in the eighth, and it was still a 6-3 game. Fernando Rodney came on for the save in the ninth. He walked the first man, pinch hitter Zach Cozart, on four pitches. Cozart was erased on a fielder's choice, though, by Tyler Holt. So Holt was on at first base with one out of the ninth, and he'd take second on defensive indifference. Ivan DeJesus Jr. then took a called third strike for the second out. So the Marlins were at long last, one out away from salting away a victory, where Fernando Rodney went after the sizzling hot Joey Votto.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and the game is over. Votto down on strikes. A runner is stranded, and Fernando Rodney fires that arrow into the air and watches it go. We don't know where that's going to land, but I'll bet Fernando does. The Marlins line up for the high fives out on the field. They have beaten the Cincinnati Reds 6-3.
I think the answer was Covington, Kentucky. Look out right across the Ohio River. That's where that arrow landed tonight. Marlins win at 6-3 for Miami. Six runs, nine hits, two errors, eight men left on base. For the Reds, three runs, seven hits. They made one error and strand nine. David Phelps, the winning pitcher. His first win as a starter this year. He's 6-6 overall. Did a real nice job in this ball game. Brandon Finnegan, the loser, 7-9. Fernando Rodney with his fourth save as a Marlin, his 21st overall this season. Time of the ball game was 3 hours, 41 minutes. Marlins with the winner, 62-56. Now 31-28 on the road. In this, their 59th road game, they matched their full-season road victory total from a season ago. They were 31-50 on the road in 2015. Marlins improved to 4-0 against the Reds this year. With three games remaining, they clinched the season series victory. Miami's won back-to-back season series now from the Reds for the first time since 1996 and 1997 for just the second time ever.
Tonight we'll do it again at 7:10 from the road. Kyle Seeloff gets us ready at 6:40. The first pitch from Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati at 7:10. Listen to Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner on 940 Wins in the Marlins Radio Network.